Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You want to know how mentally disturbed I am when I'm getting ready to do this show? So we're on a time clock because the show is formatted for radio.
Yes.
And we're very specific on our time cue. So my methodology has always been, I've always been picked on for it, for the way I time out the show. For a long time, I actually put it on an iPad. And the only reason I used an iPad was to put a giant clock up with a running time. And then when we transitioned to having iPod elements on the show, like this, for example, I switched over to my iPhone, and I thought I'd share this with my coworkers as a little window into my insecurities, which, by the way, are now, we're 1 week out from NOLA. They will slowly mount as we get to the show, and then I will be in a total state of euphoria the night of the show. It'll be very, very exciting.
It's fun for everybody.
So, it is exciting stuff.
It's fun for everybody, and it's just delightful. And
this is the calm before the storm.
Well, you know, when people like Zoolander said, my cruise was rescheduled, and so I'm not coming. It's like that pisses me off. So
Zoo,
that's annoying. So
can I give
that
Zoo
was a
message?
Dick move. I don't care if you're not, you know, if you're trying to get you know, share your tickets with somebody else, or you need tickets. Do we have some tickets that in a holding cell that we can release for people on air? These people that continuously are modifying plans and switching and playing swap meet with NOLA
supermarket
on the fan club page. These greedy people that prevented others from getting in to buy tickets and decided that with like 1 week to go, they're going to announce other plans, like Eric Zoolander Stuglinski, noted Republican and Todd Moore fan who actually truly wants to bonus at the last minute,
or
do we have them? I mean, because I know that you know, I have one.
Todd
have
Moore's going to be there. What do you have against Todd?
I could list things that I have against Todd, okay. but I love more things about Todd.
Do you want him at the live show? Not like you do.
What do you mean? I don't determine who comes to the live show. People are all are welcome.
That's right. And that's always been our motto. All are welcome. Come one,
I mean,
come all.
It's certainly not you can't scrutinize 500 people.
Well, we could
certainly
make
handpick
it
500 people in an auditorium. That can't be done, can it?
We could make it less convenient for Mr. Moore to come to the show.
Why is this going? I'm not on Todd Moore. I'm on
Zoolander, our intern, and Todd Moore fan. What do those two have to do with each other?
Well, because he's always he likes those little threads that hate people. So I observe this stuff, Oscar. I watch all this stuff.
But
this,
do you think
modern
that
America 2017
Zoolander
crap.
Of all people, the man who essentially grew up on our show,
yes.
is not coming because he's a Republican or likes Todd Moore?
You know what? I can call it anything I want. He is screwing me personally, and I am not happy about it. And I don't care what his plans are. He has to be. Let me tell you why he has to be there.
Yes.
Why? This is important. Because when the show is over, and we did the Mad Hatter thing post-show last week.
Mm-hmm.
When the show is over, and by the way, you wouldn't see it, but I'm holding my Master's Cup.
I've noticed
right now
it twice.
That was given to me by the fan club.
Beautiful.
I have to say this. Zoolander, this is why this one is really pissing me off.
Why Burns?
Zoolander is my entertainment after I entertain. Do you understand?
Oh, got it.
Zoolander gets so sloppy drunk, it is so much fun to watch him that I'm taking this personally, you know, as far as the... But I also observe, you know, Zoolander's... you know, likes and he's very, very, he has a presence on social media.
Oh, he's very active.
That because
yes.
I'm probably good friends with him, I see a lot of his stuff that he
pulls
posts
up in
on
your
social
feed.
Media. Mm. So that's why,
his
you know.
Story.
His story.
Yes.
That's why when Todd, you know, posts the thing with the president we have now going, what about Hillary Clinton? And Zoolander likes it, you know, I just, that's why I bring in the whole Republican.
Sorry, for some reason, you know? Zoo doesn't get on my feed except when he posts something about his wedding.
Yeah. We're crying but, about see, his that's wedding.
It. But would you not agree he is, and it has nothing to do with the live show.
He's the same
but
person as far as
it has everything to do with
I know.
Our own person. Not that we would let him backstage before the show. It has everything to do with the show that he puts on yeah. after the show.
I do remember that's walking into the Mad Hatter. He was one of the first people I saw, and he was seated, and he was having a lovely meal. I said, "What you eating, Zoo?" He said, "Steak."
I'll say this. Zoo, you know better than anybody else.
Right.
If you're not going to go and it's last minute, and I can't imagine that you just found out you were leaving for the Keys, and I know you're Harper. I saw Zoo the other day when he came for lunch, right? Hung out.
That's right.
And then we went over my place, had, I think, Aquafina, and then
rubdowns.
Yeah, some rubdowns. And
bony fingers.
I would say for Zoo, of all people, you know better than to go online and say, yeah. Woe is me, I can't go. We
yeah,
don't want to hear
me
that.
Off.
You
yeah.
know what? And Mike doesn't want to hear that. And Mike gets mad at us.
Right.
I don't get I'm it's just it's so narcissistic.
It
you
is
know
a look
I mean?
At me move. It's a look
but
at me move.
But it also speaks to the fact that, you know, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to your living room. You're going to New Orleans. You need airfare to get down there
you're
for
gonna,
most
you're
people
throw
to listen
down,
to this show.
You're going to have a great time. Mm-hmm.
But
you
doesn't know? His so, dad work for Amtrak?
Why can't more people,
a train ride.
Why can't more people be like Merle Rogers, who invited me to a ghost tour on Thursday night? And Merle, I'm doing some show prep that night, so I can't do it on Thursday, but I will see you on the weekend. And that's what I like. I like people getting online and talking about the fun things yeah. they're going to do.
How about Dan?
The restaurants they're going to do.
You know who she's going to see on that ghost tour is Eric Zoolander.
The ghost of Eric Zoolander.
I was trying to move past it.
Ew.
I truly would. But, you know.
Scary.
But as far as Zoo is concerned, you know, that's a huge part of my entertainment. He's distracting. He gets distractingly drunk.
He does.
It's fun.
Troublingly drunk.
Just like when he came to your house and he cried about his wedding video.
And
you
he
know?
Told me. Well, that was
oh,
so
wait
wonderful.
A minute. Oscar.
Yes.
Oscar, what if that's it?
His wife doesn't like the
what,
show?
What if there was some offense taken when Rob told the story about him crying?
I don't think that's it, because
no,
we've been in touch since then.
Yeah, he came to lunch afterwards, and I was breaking his balls about it, and he's like, it's a beautiful video.
And he kept saying, he says, we're going to sit down, we're going to watch this video. Listen, do you have any tissues? Because I'm going to cry. And he said that when
he
was
have his number?
Sensible.
Do we have his phone number?
I have
Does anybody
Eric's
have his phone number?
Because
let me tell you, this has just come into my mind, because it's one thing to offer free tickets. I think he ought to offer airfare.
I think you're right. Yes.
I think he ought to offer airfare to somebody. And
I think
that is somebody that would snatch it up.
Business class.
I love Eric, but I also, look, I'm if he does
Isn't
this,
he very rich? Isn't he rich and
no,
successful?
He's not wealthy. He's still young and making his way through life. His family is very rich and successful.
Yeah, he comes from money.
Yes. Well, he always talks about the fact that he's got a big house and he's got money. And I was wondering if we could call him. Then we could maybe tell him. You know, it's one thing to offer up a ticket, but if you know, at this late hour, you really ought to...
Yeah, if you're going to sell a car,
offer
you might
up at least a bus
when
ticket.
When was Hurricane Irma? I don't remember it.
Hurricane Irma was in August.
Okay. So Irma was essentially in August. And
Late August.
He just found out about his flight being changed.
I don't know what he's doing.
Right?
I don't follow his social.
He's going to Key West.
It's vague. Very vague.
He's going to Key West.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call my friends in Key West, and he's not. What's he going to Key West for?
He had a cruise planned. He had a cruise plan that essentially said... Oh, I see what you're saying. We all know why he's
it's
going.
It's a
you're
sex right. cruise, Mike.
Sex cruise. That's what it is.
So he's going on a cruise to Key West. Is he going with his wife? There's so many questions.
Apparently,
I have.
His wife is
Ashley.
Actually going to be there. That's a legend.
Really?
And the thing is, I mean, you don't need
just
to.
Just interesting. You know, Oscar and I have frequented some fantastic locations.
Lots of dudes
West.
In Key West.
I bet you got along just fine. Hey, we have a table over here for May, December.
My memory of Key West, and by the way, my heart goes
I'm
out to
I'm calling
Zoo
right now.
All right.
I love the Keys. I love the Keys. Let's see.
Let's see if this he's is gonna be even fun. There.
He's not expecting this call.
Well, it'll say the show on there.
Do you have 10 parakeets?
You have 10 parakeets. So that would mean you'd have to go to another store.
I wonder if he's got to scoot out of his cube.
Hi, you have reached Eric Spolginski.
Oh, okay.
I'm
good.
Sorry.
Oh, that's how you say his name. Leave a message?
Please leave me
a message. Yeah, of course I'm going to leave a message.
I'll ask you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Waiting for the tone.
There it is.
You dick! Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. I think all you got all is you dick.
The weird thing is if he doesn't have caller ID, that could come from so many people to him.
Anyway, we are a week out from New Orleans. We're getting pretty pumped up and pretty excited about it. And we will have we will try to suffer through without Eric Zoolander there. It should be a good time.
I'm excited about the ghost tour.
Was had by all.
Mike, the new generation of interns you should be happy about, because Dan O'Brien and Diego are going down Sunday.
That's right.
Tuesday. Dan's going and Diego's
Tuesday
going.
Tuesday to Sunday. I'm sorry. Tuesday to Sunday. Tuesday to Sunday.
And they're going under their own power, correct? The way I understand it?
I think I paid for Diego's flight, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I found it super, super
very
generous.
$200.
He was more generous at me. Than I would be, that's
yes,
for sure.
That's why they
or
love
the
me
show
more.
Would be.
Yeah,
I would
so
hope.
They love me more. He looked at me with little puppy eyes and he said, I found a flight for $182, but here's my card.
Cool. Yeah. I'm also helping with the hotels, too.
I'm not mad at you.
Not at all.
You're like my brother. That's why I threw my card at you.
As long as the show's not paying, you know.
No, we don't have a show card, Mike.
Besides, if Diego... If Diego was
only... Show'd have trouble paying for f***ing electricity right now.
If Diego was 2 inches shorter,
I'm not telling you anything, but we're hanging on by a string here. You know,
don't mess it up for us, people.
No flights to everybody. You know, be nice. Be nice to get these advertisers. You know, did they get the right address? Just want to make sure. You know, just want to make sure.
They know where we are. They know where we are.
By the way, did I mention in October is my month personally when everybody goes. Here, give it to me now. We need the money now.
Oh,
we need the money for everything. That's right. It's been a wonderful time.
You know
time.
What it is? It's collection season.
Time. Yeah. It's collection season except for the Mike O'Mara show.
That's right. Well,
for the Mike O'Mara show, it's like, no problem at all. No problem at all. I'll just read your spots every day. Pay me when you can. No problem at all. No effing problem. Everything's A-OK. But meanwhile, down here, they go... We're going to make you leave your home.
Oh.
We're going to make you leave your home. That's what's going to happen. But I'm not filled with anxiety.
You seem balanced.
I didn't get 2.5 hours of sleep last night because I was up worrying how I'm going to meet bills. I didn't worry about that one little bit. Everything is perfectly okay. And then I wake up. Listen, a free ticket for everybody. It's the first freaking thing I read this morning.
I saw that last night and I was like,
that's the first freaking thing I read in the morning is that.
You
la,
dummy.
La, 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 la. Got the ticket. Got my ticket.
We have a wireless caller calling in. Let's see if this is him. ID. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Zoolander. What's up?
Yay! Man the hour!
That's. You know what? You haven't listened live because you probably don't, but I will tell you that I was saying to the guys that my joy, one of my joys for doing our live show is your show after our live show. Like when I'm standing in a bar with you is watching you and your
show.
Behavior, and you've taken that away from me. And for that I'm very, very disappointed.
He's
and
hurt.
The fact that
hurt.
I found out publicly was even more disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed in you. Very disappointed.
Well,
and I've always been such an enormous fan of yours.
And a supporter.
Know? Right.
All right. Well, I need $2,000 wired to me in the next 30 minutes, and I can make it happen.
Everybody wants money. Everybody.
Well, you know, it's one thing to offer up a ticket, but I think what you should do—I mean, if you're going to offer up a ticket, offer up some airfare yourself for people coming down here, and that'd be about half that at this late hour.
A little carrot.
That'd be about half that to New Orleans.
What happened, Zoo? What happened?
So I was supposed to go to Key West the week of September 25th or something like that, and then Irma came through, it got canceled. So the only way that it worked with my schedule and everyone else...
What was Irma? Was that a hurricane?
Yeah, Mike, it was.
Okay.
I thought it might have been his housekeeper, his living housekeeper.
I don't know anything about that.
No. Yeah, so it got rescheduled to November 1st through 4th. So I'll be in Key West November 4th. Getting to Key West, or getting to New Orleans from Key West is possible, but, you know...
Yeah.
I haven't booked it yet.
Aww. Was your wife coming with you, or are you going to that Key West resort with your wife?
No, it's a boys trip.
Oh, my God.
Zoo, come on. You and a bunch of boys at Key West?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. Well, you know what? I know nothing. Wild horses, Zoo. You have a nice morning, okay?
All right.
We love you, man.
You take care.
I'll see you in New Orleans. I'll try to make it happen.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice of you to say that.
That's sweet of him.
You know what? You're part of our game. If you make it to New Orleans, you get the weekend backstage pass, okay?
Whoa.
You're with us the whole time. We'll take you to the dinner we're going to do. We'll take you to the thing we're going to. And then show night, you come backstage
and
hang out with us.
And feel free, if you make any new friends on your cruise, to bring them along, too.
All right. Will do, Mom.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
That. Now, I know there was reticence on the part of Mr. Santa. I'm like, you don't want to talk about that. See, that's the good that comes out of that.
Yeah.
See,
no, no, I'm no.
I feel entirely better
My reticence was that you shouldn't let these Johnny Cancels ruin your fervor for a program.
Johnny
Cancels. But I can't help it. It's me. It's the ABCs of me.
Oh, I know. The room's going to be jammed.
I know the room's going to be jammed. Why do you think we offer tickets a year in advance and then we sell out like 7 months before the show? And then we do that because
really?
Of my anxiety level. I
don't
want
to. The worry should have been, will I still be alive by November 4th? Not if I can make it. Yeah. Because it's a year out.
Major surgery later.
Yeah, these happen.
Yeah, I mean, back then, that was the case.
He's beat the odds, people. But let's celebrate it.
I'm doing very well with that, but that is, you know, and I think what came out of that has nothing to do with New Orleans. It has everything to do with, now we know the details of his cruise. Or his trip.
A boy's trip.
Yeah. A boy's trip. All of them with perfect teeth.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, you know?
That's not a place you go with boys unless it's like a business meeting or a retreat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I, and well, Carla was there, so yes. we just stayed out late. And do you remember the one memory? I tell this story all the time. Oscar and I are coming out.
Cranberry
not,
juice.
Not necessarily late, but we're coming. It was probably somewhere
drinking.
Between 11 and midnight, correct? Right.
Drinking, sorry,
were
drinking.
Were Carla had gone back to the hotel, and you and I were having a few extra cocktails, which is completely normal for Oscar. Do you remember, Oscar, when we walked out of the, I think it was kind of an open-air bar down there in Key West, and there were like maybe 10 guys?
Yes.
All anywhere between like 20 and 50, all with their shirts out, and they all extended their hands.
Yeah.
Like panhandling. They all reached out.
Oh, they wanted money.
And Oscar and I were saying, well, the party had to end sometime.
Yeah,
and that was an example. There's a lot of that down in Key West.
Were they reaching out high or a little lower?
No.
What is that? Like a cup the berries joke? Is
not
that
everybody down you, there is
everything
gay,
involves
Rob.
The, Rob, it's not
have to be
it's
gay.
By the way, it's not look, there are enclaves all over America.
In some countries that's a genuine extension of friendship.
Why what's happening? I wonder if it's the big porno festival that's down there. They have like Sex Week or something.
They have Fantasy Fest.
Fantasy
Fest. I know.
Eric Zoolander's
Fantasy
Fest.
You're a dirty dog,
I
too.
Know.
I forgot you are a dirty birdie, too. Is it Fantasy Fest that got
this
delayed?
Weekend?
You know what? Fantasy Fest is normally around September, October. I know that for a fact.
Let me look right now.
Because it's sex season.
It's Fantasy Fest. No wonder.
Did they cancel Fantasy Fest this year?
Oh, because
I'm not sure. But it could have been moved. It could have been moved because they, you know, no one wants to keep
it's
down
October
the
October 20th and 29th. It's happening right now.
Oh, it's happening right now.
Yes.
Okay, well, my weekend plans are set. That should be terrible.
The little black book schedule.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to divert you with the Zoolander story for the beginning of the show. When we come back and we start the official program, we've had some more biological functions take place on the driveway next to our studio in Washington, D.C. The sex theme. This is Sex Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What have you done to it?
Jesus. Again.
What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
Yes, it does. Yes. Hi, Zoo.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. Hail Adrian!
Hail Adrian!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
He chose you out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world. He chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
His power is stronger than stronger.
Hail Satan.
His might shall last longer than longer.
Hail Satan!
No! It can't be! No!
Oh, look at his hands
and his feet. Oh, God!
God is dead!
Hail Satan!
Satan lives! The year is won!
Okay. Right. Calm down.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Calm down now. Stop
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Rob, you play that an awful lot. People might begin to wonder about this show.
No, it's Halloween, though.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. Look at his hands. Look at his feet.
This is true. You know the one lady in that? You know my favorite character? It's not Ruth Gordon. It's
really?
Not the guy with the ascot.
Yeah.
The awkward lady with the horn-rimmed glasses rocks the cradle too fast.
Yeah.
You know that? She's something else.
I like the Asian American. I think he's good.
Oh. Okay, of course you do. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We love Cornerstone. Listen, you need some help with your refinancing and with your financing. Cornerstone First Financial, they're the people to do that. They'll be able to get you through the finance process. They'll do it quickly. They'll do it easily. Right now, all signs are pointing to a substantial rate hike coming in December.
True.
That's what you need to be aware of.
Damn!
In fact, rates are already starting to creep up in anticipation of the December increase. If you need to get that refi done or that financing, get to them right now. You want to get some money out of the equity you've built up, you better do it right now. Actually, days matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. They're our neighbors, and they're good people. They even like Oscar. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
That was big fun. The greatest joy I have in doing this show is coming in here every day and not knowing what direction it's going to go in. And usually, I have to confess, I want you to listen to the whole show, but usually that happens in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
That's when something weird like that happens.
He had his office voice.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Because he clearly had to walk out of his cube into the hall and then pretend
after he got that horrible voicemail from
pretend like he wasn't calling a radio show.
And then suddenly, suddenly New Orleans and his appearance, whether he's there or not, mattered not. But what mattered was his wife is not traveling.
I think he should definitely come regardless.
I do.
He doesn't get off the hook.
I think he should.
No, he doesn't get off the hook.
Yeah. But I meant everything I said also with him. He will get a ticket to join us with all the festivities.
If he gets there early enough, we could show his wedding video at the show and watch him cry.
Would I be overstating it when I said, listen, I am always, before any live show, always have the butterflies, that little edge, which is great to have. But would it be safe to say that the three of us are probably the most chill pre-gamers in the history of performance? Love it. The three of us love it more than anything else.
The
I know
week
that.
Leading up is more tense than the day of.
Oh, for me, I'm nuts.
The day
nuts.
Of is ecstasy. It's so much fun.
The day of is fun. It's a lot of fun, and we are really, really getting excited, and I wanted to mention that, all kidding aside, that our incredible thanks to everybody that making the trip to New Orleans, Louisiana, because it is 1 week from today where we arrive. And then the show will happen 1 week from Saturday, and we're super, super excited. I was kind of serious about the availability of any last-minute tickets for people that might be in the regional area that might be we'll gather that information. We might have a few that we make available
this is the
on
problem.
The show.
We have a handful that are held, but we always hold them just in case people F it up. Like they come out.
All right.
We have friends, last minuteers that are family members. They fly down. I can release all of them, Mike, and everybody can fend for themselves.
I'm not comfortable with that simply because I'm going to get those same phone calls.
Yes.
And that's
let's do
that's
an accounting because I've got a couple tucked too, and we'll figure out exactly where we stand.
Where do you
we'll
keep them?
Where
I keep them between the couch
that.
Cushions.
I keep them actually tucked between two pillows.
Oh. That's the part that we're not good at because we're like, well, I've got a few. Well, I have a few. Well, I have a few. Let's just find out exactly what we have so we can find out exactly what's going on.
We
here.
Have
and,
six tickets.
Really?
Yes. Because when we initially put this together,
we thought we had 14 when we started.
No, because everybody that our family members that once they started essentially coming through and getting their own tickets, we chopped that down because we don't want to hold as many tickets as possible. That we don't have to eat
them. All right. So, Rob, how many do you have?
I think I have two because I had to last minute provide for the spouses of the band. So that was another reason I had to have some pulled back because the band spouses need to be there.
So we had 10 early when we first started, so a couple of them started falling
off. Chip away.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll make sure there may be a chance that in the next, maybe the first part of next week, we may have a chance to offer that up for people.
I would love to do that. That'd be fun.
I think at least at least a couple. We'll find out. We'll let you know that on a Friday or Monday show. So we have talked about before that here at the Mike O'Mara World Broadcast headquarters on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C., there is a ramp that drives up to the driveway, which is located above the drugstore.
Yes.
So it is a parking lot. But it sits on top. That's kind of when you really think about that too. That's kind of a weird little situation. Isn't
it's the
it?
City.
When you really
though.
Think about
it's
that.
A city.
It's a smart it's use of real estate. But one day there's going to be right next to the tampons. There's going to be a Buick because it's going to come falling through.
It's I wonder about that because it's really not a parking garage. And I'm sure it had to live up to certain codes. But ultimately,
I feel this building in 1914.
Like somebody put a roof and then put concrete on top of it. Now there are a bunch of cars up there, and I hope it's strong enough that one day somebody's going to be in there getting their cough drops, and it's going to go, like that.
Mike, there was already a fire, and it survived that.
They put up a sign that just said, "Come on."
Remember when there was a blaze
they survived
in there?
A fire?
There
they
was a big fire.
That's right.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the lady drove into the building.
Yeah, and the lady drove into the building. Like, so much has happened to that structure.
Yeah.
That whoever built it definitely built it beyond code.
Yeah. It was built by Adrian.
Was it a year? It was roughly, I'm going to say it was roughly a year ago that someone came in, one of the interns came in and said, and then all the guys came in and said there is human refuse. Waste that is on the ramp to the driveway.
Yes.
So the driveway that goes up to the top of the drugstore, right on the side, behind the wall, there was poo.
Yes.
And toilet paper.
Poo.
Where someone had,
poo.
Or some paper of
I
some
believe
kind.
It was a box of tissues.
It was nasty.
Yeah,
and then,
it was.
I said, well, I'd like to see this because you guys were talking about it and I had no sense of what you're... And I said, we need to get a picture of it. And Ashley volunteered. Lovely, sweet. It was.
She will be there.
It was she's coming. Oh, she's coming. That's wonderful.
Bringing her girlfriend too.
That's GF. Awesome. All the way from Colorado. That's delightful.
Maybe Zoo will bring his boyfriend.
She okay. Well, that's Oscar. Send letters to Oscar Zoo.
Is this
not me.
Does that count as this? I don't know.
No.
It gets that weird.
We celebrate all lives.
No, that would count as you'd want to get your... No, I'm not doing that.
No, okay.
Anyway, we're on a slippery slope anyway. But
the human waste.
Ashley ran out to take a picture and sent me the picture, and it was nasty.
Yes.
Oscar comes rolling into the studio today, and there's something about the location of this driveway, this ramp that goes up to the parking platform, that I think is hidden from the street, and because of that... private activities occur because Oscar came in today and I turn it over to him because there's a new discovery about that space, that sanitary space next to the studio.
It's easy to forget when we're in this part of the city that we're in the city because there's still a lot of green space, right?
You can't see what I just did, by the way. I was drinking and I flipped the entire lid over and my entire shirt now is soaked with water, but please proceed. I'm terrible.
Yeah, take it off.
What, do you want to see we get you a ticket to Key West as well?
Yeah, this episode just became Fantasy Fest for Pony.
Excuse me. Oscar, that was very rude.
No
continue.
Problem.
I will not interrupt you.
Literally yell
at me
pony.
For that.
It's okay.
But the ramp is maybe a
30
degree.
Can I talk, for God's sake?
See, when I interrupt and then I apologize for interrupting and then you continue the interruption. That's why we get Rob. From hundreds of listeners that say, let Oscar finish.
So, everybody knows what a ramp looks like. And because we're in the city, you essentially feel like there aren't many places where you can hide. Behind the CVS, there is an access road, which is essentially an alley, where I would think all the nefarious activity that has to happen in this part of the city would happen because you're on a dark road that's not well lit. But for some reason, people love to get their kinks off on this ramp for our parking garage, A being going number two, which you shouldn't do anywhere public, especially a parking ramp, and B, as of 2 days ago, we are now on, as of today, we are now on our second box of open Magnum condoms that are on that ramp. Huh. Now, a few things strike me when I see these Magnums. A, there's no way that a guy is having that much sex because my libido is basically dead. Mm-hmm. And then two is, why the Magnum condom? Like, why... What are you trying to prove on that ramp? Like, you already, you clearly, God has blessed you with everything you need. You don't have to get crazy
maybe,
on a ramp.
Maybe it's Tom Selleck.
Magnum PI.
My knowledge of the Magnum condom, it is not necessarily proving something as much as it is necessity, correct? That if you purchase the Magnum condom, if you are not going to qualify for the Magnum condom, you're right. going to, you know, you're, it'll be easy to tell because they're, you know, it'll be like putting a hefty bag on there.
It'll fit
correct?
Like a burka.
Like JNCO's.
Yeah.
Right?
Last time you can't, I can't wear size 12. You know, I just can't. Like, I'll fall right out of the shoes.
I bought some Magnums. They said, would you like these gift wrapped? Just by looking at me.
Jesus Christ. That is so nasty. I am grossed out. Finding it once
is bad.
They're Magnums because the person needs those. Okay, those are the brand because that's probably the brand they need.
Look, sex outside is probably erotic for some people, right?
I know some people dig it.
Okay, I get it. And I don't judge you for that. What I judge is A, doing it on a ramp. Doing it twice in a week, and why do you not at least clean up after yourself? So when people that are illegally parking across the street, when they're walking to their office building, they don't have to see the condoms there.
Is there a box of them, or is it just... Remember, this is a family show.
Yeah, today was an empty box, a wrapper, and something that looked to be used, but I did not pick up the wrapper to look at.
So the whole box was there? The box, the whole tray?
This was like a three hitter. Like a three box.
Wow.
The big box of 20.
Right.
I think that'd be wasteful if you left the box.
Yeah.
But it seems weird that someone who's willing to risk being caught having sex out in public is still smart enough to be practicing safe sex.
No.
I agree with that. I think that's a new age. I was thinking that is interesting.
No, it's part of it because you're protecting your life by wearing a condom.
Yeah. See, but when people have sex,
kink is being outside, and the kink might be being caught.
No, guys, I think we've got this all wrong here. Hey, Pony, when people have sex with prostitutes, they wear condoms, right?
Oh, that's right.
Like, everybody wears condoms all the time. I know you probably don't have this issue.
Well, wait a minute. You live in the neighborhood, and hey, we should point out that there is a gentleman's club across the street in this neighborhood.
Yes.
Have you lived in Glover Park? I have to. Yeah. Is it Glover or Glover?
If I'm being honest, it's Glover Park. I call it Glover Park.
Okay, so I've been copying you, which is a mistake.
Good answer.
The majority of people say Glover Park. All the hipsters are like, it's Glover. You know what? F you.
It is Glover. It's like Danny Glover.
That's right.
It's like Danny Glover Park, right?
And that's where we get the word glove, which is another word for condom.
I'm just going to say Georgetown.
But you lived in the neighborhood right there for a long time. In your late night travels, because you'd hang out at the Watering
Hole. Oh, I'd get hammered.
Did you ever see any evidence of... I know there's a gentleman's club there. Did you ever see any evidence of ladies of the evening, streetwalkers in the vicinity?
No, none of that. The only nefarious activity I've ever seen and ever... Not seen, I'm sorry. Ever really heard of in this area is there was a criminal element that really terrorized the city for, I want to say this part of the city for three years, and this is 5 years ago.
Okay. Like muggings.
No, there was a guy that would break into females' homes, and he would snuggle with them and then leave.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
I remember that story.
The Glover Park snuggler.
Yes.
The GPS.
Jeez, that's not a good time to tell me this. I just got done watching Mindhunter. That is scary.
So he would wake up, and this is the worst part. I still lived in the city, and when they released the description of this gentleman.
Oh,
Latin, 5'10", no facial hair. Like at that point, early 30s.
So you immediately grew a beard?
And I remember sitting there and I was like, and my girlfriend at the time was like, they're talking about you.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not breaking in people's houses and snuggling with them.
Let me tell you my theory about what's going on.
Good.
I think that my only opinion, because I'm not there nearly as much as you boys are every single day, okay?
Yes.
I come in occasionally, once every 3 years, just to say hi, how everything's running. And all I know is, even in the limited time I've been there, when I've been outside having a tea at the Starbucks, I've seen multiple examples of a person just walking down the street going,
Yeah, mental illness.
There seems to be an element around our building that
it's colorful, Mike.
Yeah, but would the mentally
the free Wi-Fi? It's the free Wi-Fi.
Sure, they have laptops. They have laptops and mental illness.
Big Mama does.
What they have. Yes.
Why would a mentally ill person be so consistent in safe sex though?
Because Rob, you said it, didn't you? Didn't you say
life preservation? Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I think that is probably something that supersedes all the other behavior. Look, and there's a convenience aspect to it. If you don't have a home, and you're that, as opposed to doing it in like a public housing area where like a shelter or something, you probably would be. That could be the option too. Where are the cameras?
I don't think this is neither.
Has
of those.
No one fought this?
But guys,
no
one fought that. Guys. If you're homeless, you're not buying Magnum condoms. You're getting free condoms from the shelter. Like, you're not going and buying a 3-pack for $10 or whatever they are.
Yeah,
okay, I think this is a member of the DCPD SWAT team that's using his battering ram and on that ramp, whatever he wants, or some horny teenager that just can't get his own room because he lives with his parents and they're doing something crazy out there.
I think it is someone who is a person of the street. Who is doing this out of convenience that has a strong self-preservation aspect.
Let's get a coffee afterwards.
I think it's Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, there we are.
Of all people!
That's wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Well, she likes to let loose.
Wouldn't Secret Service give her the cover that she would need? She wouldn't have to go on the actual ramp.
She's boning the Secret Service.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Guaranteed.
She's a grandmother, for God's sake.
Of course, because she has sex all the time.
Look at those kids.
We will take a break. When we come back, I don't know. I'm speechless.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi was the pull of all pulls.
On the Mike O'Meara Show. Interrupt all you want.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you looking for a healthy snack? The answer is that's it.
Yum.
That's it. Started with fruit bars. Now they're veggie bars to help you get your proper veggies in. Let me tell you how amazing these bars are. Gluten-free, kosher, vegan, and raw diet friendly. 4 grams of veggie protein in every bar and zero fat. Zero. Every age, diet, and lifestyle can enjoy. That's it. Rob, when do we get to talk about the new thing that they're coming out with? And do they want me to say anything about that yet?
Don't mention the chocolate-covered fruit bites, Mike. They're not ready yet.
Rob, I need to know this stuff. Find out for me.
A client meeting with them on Tuesday.
Tuesday!
So I'm so excited.
Because they're awesome.
I love the veggie bars. You're going to love their new products. They're really great, and they have great fruit bars. They're a convenient and easy bar to take with you. Perfect for a grab-and-go breakfast, after school, after the gym. My favorite, black bean and carrot. Mm. They're delicious with the big, bold flavor. Getting your veggies never tasted so good. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Just go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the TMOS code at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we did. Try these new That's It veggie bars. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's It. Now, programming note, we got a short break here, and then when we come back, it's all draft all the time. We're gonna have Nikki Diamond.
Nikki, yeah.
We're gonna tell you about draft. We're gonna have Nikki Diamond, and then we are going to do our weekly draft, and it's a lot of fun, and then we're going to see what happens. Now, the way Oscar and I are playing it with this $90 per week, or yes. 50, what is it, $90, 50, right?
50 each. Bucks a piece, we win 90, whoever wins.
We win 90 if you win. One, and we've been trading punches back and forth, back and forth.
Body blow.
The first person that loses two in a row is knocked out.
Knockout!
So we... What was that game? Was it called Knockout?
I think it was called Punch Out. Was it Nintendo Punch Out?
Yeah. But so we'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun. So Nikki Diamond is coming up on the show. I wanted to say a couple of things about the fact that in 2017, the year of our Lord, 2017.
Yes.
The year of hate, as it will go down. I was saying to my wife the other day, I said, I've noticed it in stores. I've noticed it on the street. I've noticed it in cars. I've noticed it. It just seems like they're... is unmistakable tension in the world. And I can't help but think that we are getting played more than we're not getting played. We're not necessarily just getting played by politicians. We're getting played by the media. And we are just, we're easily distracted because we're grasping at everything, especially if it's a negative story. Mm-hmm. And watching the coverage of the fact that Trump is, I guess, authorized the release.
He's allowing it. That was his
allowing
point.
The He's release of the, yeah. the confidential documents about the JFK assassination. I just look. I've been filled up with this stuff for a long time, but watching the coverage today and how it plays out and how everybody behaves the way they're supposed to behave. You make an announcement that you're authorizing the release of documents. Then the news media comes on and says, this is incredible and this is a great story. And then we all start talking about it. And it's a conspiracy theory and everybody speculates what really happened. Was there one? And I just feel played. And I also felt today watching the coverage of these documents that they were covering it as though it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, I'm 58 years old. I was a baby. I was 5 years old when the president was assassinated. It was the first time I ever saw my mom sob. I remember my father coming home because he was on a business trip. And I remember the way the mood was in our house and the level of national tragedy. The only thing that comes close would, if you've never been around during that time, would be the Natalie Portman movie where you saw her and what she was going through. I think there was a lot of artistic license taken with that film. Let me just make a point here. And so it just, to me, was a time that was so horrible for the nation. And not only do I feel like we're being played, but I feel like once again, it's being reduced to an entertainment vehicle, like it always is. Because if we're talking about that, and we're talking about the conspiracy theories of one shooter or not, we're not paying attention to what's really happening, and that's that we're, I think, becoming less human to one another. That's just what I wanted to say about it.
May I ask you a question, since you are the elder in the room, and
I'm the elder statesman, Rob.
Not making an ageist joke.
Got two new hips. Thank you.
How did it compare to you mood-wise, because we were together for 9/11? And you see, and it's hard for me because I'm just far enough removed from the Kennedy assassination that I remember people talking about it with the somber reverence that it probably deserves. But I wasn't there, so I need to know.
9/11, you probably, the thing about 9/11 was the being there and working during the middle of that. It was so overwhelming that, somebody asked, how did you feel when you were in New York after the towers? Well, I was on the air when both towers fell. And they said, well, what did you think? I said, well, I thought about doing the show and the best way I could do the show. And then every time there'd be any break, and we didn't get many breaks.
You're right.
I'd go out and grab a smoke in the stairwell. And I was thinking about my ass. I was thinking about the fact that, well, they hit the government and they hit the military. Now they're going to hit media. And we were in the WINS building. Just upstairs was the all news station in New York City. And I said, that's what they might hit next. And I would let that go because if you obsessed on that, you might run down the stairwell and just get the hell out of there. That's what I thought about.
The thing that I have is, I mean, as a person that can only digest the Kennedy assassination from a distance, is that they were both gripping the country. They both crippled the country. But Kennedy had a more sad feeling, a depressing, morose feeling. And then there was danger with 9/11. But look, they were both significant, right?
I just want, this is from the bottom of my heart. I don't care what happens. I just want, whether it's Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. I want a happier nation.
Yeah.
I want to move out of where I'm feeling like this. And there seems to be, wherever your political viewpoint takes you, there just seems to be kind of a national kind of, I don't want to go so far as to say it's a depression, but it just seems to be everybody's on a hair trigger. Everybody seems like they're a little shorter with one another.
I hear you.
And so when you see something like this, it's like, oh, dead president. Let's bring that up again. It's like everything I feel like I just get this overwhelming feeling, and I've had it for a number of years now, that we're kind of played. And that it just feeds off, the media feeds off the politics feeds off the media. It's just this constant, but nothing gets better.
Right.
And, and maybe there are smaller countries that think a little bit more about how to make their citizens' lives better instead of just barking at each other every day.
But we're on two different. If we're talking about the JFK assassination or the JFK papers, that is essentially what most of it has been released, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Because most of it has. The way I understand it, it was a surprise to me, Oscar, when they came out and said they're authorizing the release of new stuff. I didn't realize there was new stuff.
Yes.
I think the Warren Commission had a lot of documents that probably were classified. What they're doing now is releasing some of those classified documents so that people can see what the investigators saw. That's the way I understand this.
Okay.
I could be wrong about it. I haven't paid attention to it because of what I just said.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like we're being played and go ahead.
So, but when we talked about this briefly before the show, if I'm not mistaken, what you were upset about is that people weren't necessarily treating this story or this information like this is a part of the fabric of history. This is not just a television show or a game show where you're solving a mystery. This happened. And it happened, and
it threw the country into a tremendous amount of turmoil. And I guess what it is when you get a little longer in the tooth, like yours truly, you have to understand that, you know, like people make Lincoln jokes. You know, I mean, the fact is that after a certain amount of time, and I think we're at the period of time now, and I should probably be aware of this, that the magnitude of the sadness of that event and the hallowed nature. I don't know if you can say hallowed ground or a hallowed nature of it, but the sacred nature of that that terrible tragedy, where you know he represented a lot to a lot of people, and then now it's just kind of reduced to a Dateline episode.
And we're coming
it just
up
kind
on
of bums me out. 50, That's all.
We're coming up on that. 54 years since it happened. The people that
stunning.
Have a personal connection, like yourself, like my parents,
right?
They're going away. And when you lose that personal connection to an event of any sort, and it exists only in movies or a book, it doesn't. You're not going to be as reverent because you're not connected to it. So we're not almost as a country. I can't fault the country. I can fault the media for the way they're presenting it.
Well,
but if you don't have a personal connection,
of course you can't. I mean, it's hard. How do you fault a country? I'm saying that don't be rubes. I mean, it's just
I'm with you there.
This is we are being fed so much to distract us, and it just is. It's just I'm so tired of it. I'll
take
some,
this distraction over all the other BS. Like two senators getting up and retiring, essentially, whatever they're
right.
doing.
I know. Like, I know.
What I want to say, I guess what fascinates me, and you know, for years I've been, I've talked about JFK. Like when I was a kid, all I would do is like watch not just Oliver Stone's movies, but like the bad movies as well.
I was fascinated at that age too. I think I may have done a paper in college on it because I was so fascinated. I remember a guest lecturer coming to Bill O'Reilly's Marist College when I was there and showing the Zapruder film in an auditorium.
Whoa.
And it's the first time I saw it. If that doesn't ruin your night, I mean, that's incredible. But I don't know. It's something where I remember how sad it was, and I just sometimes wish they'd acknowledge a little of that.
It's certainly not being
reported. Instead
of
like, here's what happened. Here's
with
what
the
happened,
respect
you know?
It deserves.
No.
Yeah,
I'll say that, right?
It's just, I don't know why I felt that
Do
way.
Do you want to see, I'm excited to find out what was redacted for all these years.
I think I would feel the same way like when they tease a television show that you're probably going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I think you're probably going to be right back to it, but I also think that I believe the people that are theorizing that this is just certain people distracting us from the fact that we've got a lot of problems we need to deal with in this wonderful nation, including our standing in the world. The world. But that's all. I don't know. I just had to vent on that one, and I remembered it, and it was sad.
And
you know, it's 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whenever, how long this when this stuff comes out. Make no mistake, you're probably not going to get anything new. There's not going to be a bombshell, but it's sure fun to talk about. And you know, if they were looking for a distraction out of the White House to get our minds off of stuff, boy, did Peter Alexander help them today! Yeah, perfect Peter Alexander.
PPA, yeah.
Did Oswald do it? Oh boy, hey, what's it? They should have brought that guy with the white hair in. You know, well,
Keith Morrison.
You really think he's you think he's really gone? What was in that casket? Yeah.
He was depositing something other than books.
I'm more excited to find out like the sidebars where there was, you know, the list of suspects and theories that are not reported.
Right.
Because they were so asinine to see what that investigation looked like initially, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I heard, you know, let me just tell you this. I know he's a young guy, but Todd Moore.
Yes.
They might be pointing at you. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we have to come back because it's our diversion. It's football with Nikki Diamond when we come back on the Michael Marriage.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic? Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Draft. Fantasy football fans, you have got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league. And here's how it works. The draft lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management. No salary caps, just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for ye. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. You can follow me, that's M. O'Mara, or Chalky Colon, that's Rob Spiewak, or Oscar F. Santana, that's Oscar F. Santana. But you got to use the promo code TMOS, that's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. We've got our draft coming up, but before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in our expert to know exactly how we're going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. He is known as the Prognosta. Do we have music for him
chance? Yeah, we do.
Thank you. Let's bring in the prognosticator of Perumph from Nevada, Mr. Nikki Diamond. Nikki, how are you, my friend?
Oh, good day to you, gentlemen. Good day.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I am ready. All that music, man.
Hey, Nikki, I'm so excited. Someone told me you are actually coming to New Orleans, Louisiana. That is thrilling. I am so excited. Are you going to be making yourself available to fans, Nikki?
Well, if I can peel myself away from Merle Rogers, if you know what I'm saying. I might be able to find some time. Maybe I do a little meet and greet, but I don't want to upstage you guys, you know.
Hey, you know, Merle's doing a ghost tour.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God. Well, Nikki, we're looking forward to breaking bread with you.
We'll be in white sheets, if you know what I mean. That wasn't planned, though. That was Bert Fed having sex. Just want to make that clear. Okay.
There you go. No problem at all, Nikki. Nikki, the NFL, a very unusual season in the NFL. Lots of things going on. And, of course, my Giants have fallen by the wayside. No playoffs for them this year. It truly sucks, but you're the expert, so I defer to you, and And why don't you tell us everything that's going on this week in your NFL hot action, Nicky Diamond?
Well, I mean, the Eagles have appeared to be the class of the league. They're 5-1, 6-1 now, I believe. They're going to win this week, too. They've got the 49ers before their bye. So they're the class of the league, but they're the Eagles. They've never won anything. This can't happen. This can't keep going. They will eventually screw up, right?
Well, you know what? It's the NFL.
I'd say that.
Yeah. Any given Sunday. Let's get right to your Merle. That is your sure thing. Which, and I'm so glad that you two kids will be able to see each other in New Orleans, Louisiana next week. I'm very excited. How about the Merle for this week, Nicky Diamond?
Well, you know, I'm your friend Jimmy Cetera there is going to be happy that I am taking the Buffalo Bills.
On a Merle! Whoa! Oh, my God! The Buffalo Bills on a Merle. That's incredible. Jimmy Cerrito, you are going to be so very happy. That's exciting.
It'll be okay.
Why the Bills this week, Nicky? You have the faith?
You know what? I do have the faith. They got a good defense. It's Oakland is coming all the way to the east. It's a 1 p.m. game. That's always good, bad for those West Coast teams. It's only 2.5 points. I say they win by a touchdown. Jimmy, you're going to have a good time this weekend. Serve up those wings. Make some money because the Bills, it's a sure thing, baby.
Wow. And right to it, we are short on time. The Diamond Pick of the Week, Nicky Diamond. Take it away.
Well, the Cincinnati Bengals, they're at home against the Colts. Joe Mixon's a rookie running back. This is the week he finally earns his second-round draft pick. The Colts got no defense. He's going to have a big day. Pick him up in your fantasy. Playdraft.com. Make some money, people. New Orleans, we're almost there, baby. Light him up.
There you go. Thank you, Nicky. That's Nicky Diamond, everybody. Oh, my God.
In and out, just like Merle.
Yeah. The only one we'll do this one. Now, this is every single week. Let me go to the app right now.
Big Sillies Week 8, Mike.
The Big Sillies Week 8. There it is. I'm hitting it right now. I'm entering it right now.
Oh, I'm O'Mara's in. Oh, there's
there it
Ron.
Is. Oh, yes. No, bad time to call me. Thank you very much. Perfect phone. God almighty.
Phone.
I swear to God. 540, Warrington, Virginia. What are you trying to rape me with now, Warrington? Thank you very much.
Wow.
God. All right, so our draft is starting in 42 seconds,
yes.
And let me put it on auto draft because that's the way we roll on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike,
exciting. Oscar.
It's like slot machine that keeps on paying for you.
And, this is Oscar Santana
Chalky
Coleman, and yours truly. I'm very, very excited.
How much money did you win last week?
I think probably about $60.
Strong.
I finished in another league and, of course, won our big 50. So 16 seconds. Rob, how are you feeling about this week's
draft? I won a couple bucks last week, and it was very sweet money because it was Serta money.
All right, Serta. I got the first pick, by the way. I have the first pick this week.
That doesn't guarantee you anything.
I don't care. Let's go. Let's see what happens in 3, 2,
it might be better.
1. We'll and see. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And here we're off. Who am I picking? I'm looking at right now. Kirk Cousins from your Washington Redskins. Oh, my goodness.
Drew
this
Brees.
Is awesome.
I got Le'Veon Bell.
You got Le'Veon. All right. Hold on. I've got a pick coming up here. Oh, it's so fast, we can't even keep track of it when you auto-draft on draft, ladies and gentlemen. This is moving down right
Julio
now.
Jones.
This is
incredible.
Yes, Julio Jones. Very exciting. Let's see who I got here. Come on now. And DeAndre Hopkins.
Woo!
Yay. Oh, that's exciting. So, so very exciting here.
We win. Now, Mike.
Okay. It's over.
It's over. We're
that's
done.
It. We actually just did
have?
A draft.
Yeah. Who do you have?
At quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Running back, I've got Gordon. I've got Ingram, Hopkins, and Thomas. And someday I will know the NFL well enough to actually mention first names when I do this.
On paper, I've got the highest rated team, just so you gentlemen know.
I think Melvin Gordon, seriously, I think Melvin Gordon is going to have a very big week. I'm very, very excited about that. And I also think Mark Ingram is going to do very well. But I'm excited most about Kirk Cousins because I think that's going to be a very, very, very big pick.
DeAndre Hopkins. Your team was the Cowboys last week, Mike. You're going to be going against them. It's Redskins Cowboys.
That's okay. Now, Michael Thomas, I'm not familiar with the Michael Thomas. I'm not sure, but we shall see. He's projected to have about 12 points. How about you, Rob Spiewak? What about your team?
Tom Brady at quarterback. He's very good. Very good. He has a history of being excellent, so I'm excited. Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, Julio Jones, and Amon Green.
I've got Drew Brees.
I got every first name.
LeSean McCoy. Devontae Freeman, Antonio Brown, and Mike Evans. Mike, on paper, you look better than all of us.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I don't want Kirk Cousins to have one of his Eli kind of games.
He might prey on it and do just fine.
We'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Draft, sponsored by Draft. That's Nikki Diamond. We love Draft. Get the app. Join us, M. O'Mara, and also Chucky Cullen and Oscar F. Santana. Follow along.
Take my money.
We'll see you in a real live snake draft. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey, guess who's still listening to the Rob and Katie Show?
Hello, this is Zach Zabrowski, and I'm still listening to Cake and Cookies.
Hi, this is Kevin Mode, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Zach Wheaton, and I'm still listening.
This is Liz Galelli, and I'm still listening.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Michael Jackson, and 2 months ago. I'm still listening.
I'm Eric Myers, and I'm still listening.
I'm Paul Horner, and I'm a crumb. I'm still listening, and you better be too.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallett, and I'm still listening to the Cake and Cookie Show.
So tune in this week, and pretty soon you won't be sick of it either. What?
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. You brush your teeth, but you don't do it the right way. Let me tell you about Quip. Quip is a wonderful new company that's refreshing the way people brush. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. Now, you might say timer features. Let me explain. The way that works is it lets you know how long you are supposed to brush, and that's the key element to get it done. They won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award. They made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush. You're going to love it.
News.
Boo. My God. I feel like I'm directing the Super Bowl today on this show. It's stunning. Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll legend Fats Domino passed away early Tuesday. He was 89 years old. Blueberry Hill, wasn't that his biggest hit? Right?
That was. Also, Ain't That a Shame. Could I play a brief hit medley?
Please.
Yes, go right ahead. Yes, Fats like Domino, dead at 89.
So many songs that people everywhere know, love, and enjoy. Let's listen to a few. Once again, Fats Domino.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again.
I just made it big because I guess the people liked my record, and I feel much bigger when I'm in New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking, yes, me and I'm talking. I found my thrill.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
On Blueberry Hill. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Fats Domino dead at 89, and New Orleans guy. That's where he cut his teeth on, doing all his musicianship down in New Orleans. It was fantastic.
Rescued from his house after Katrina. Many people thought he was dead, and he actually just went up to the top floor with his wife and some beer and some wine and waited it out.
Mm. Yep. But what a tremendous name in the music business. When your kids go out trick-or-treating this year, they need to ask for some cold, hard cash, along with that candy. We didn't do this at Trunk or Treat last night. I wish I'd known, but not to be greedy, Jennifer Lopez is a spokesperson for the annual Trick or Treat for UNICEF campaign that asks kids to raise money by collecting donations on Halloween. In a video, she says, quote, "When you trick or treat for UNICEF, you get to be a hero no matter what your costume is. This year's proceeds will go help children affected by emergencies in Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, and Mexico." So, because they had that horrible earthquake that seems to be on the third page of the headlines. So please, I thought the UNICEF thing was no longer happening. That's how it's not part of the national consciousness anymore.
But also, Mike, I think you're right, because I remember those little boxes when we were kids.
Like, and
I
was little orange boxes.
Yeah,
right?
I remember. I was like, man, those kids are going home and taking that money.
Trick or treat for UNICEF.
But that was me as a child, right? I was like, you don't want candy, I get it, but why would you take people's money?
My problem,
I didn't know that money was going somewhere.
I couldn't fit a Snickers bar in the slot.
It was very frustrating.
Not even a fun size.
It just like quarters and pennies. And
yeah, exactly. But lose change.
But again, I don't think enough people know that's possible. It's out there.
Yeah,
right?
It's still
you
happening.
Can do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, anytime J-Lo does a video, I happen to notice.
No, I love that you highlighted it. It's great.
The Regal Cinema Chain is going to, I think this is going to suck. I welcome your views.
Okay.
This, I think, is going to suck. They're going to test new pricing models next year. They're going to charge less for movies that are less popular or maybe aren't doing so well. It'll also cost less to see movies at less popular times. But on the flip side, the big blockbusters and popular showtimes will cost more. See, that's all it's about. They're not doing anything
for us. How much more can it cost? I think for Shannon and I to go to the theaters, and say
it's
we
insane.
I think we spend at least $50. And I'm talking because each...
Carl and I haven't gone to a movie and spent less than $50 in a year and a half.
They should have a flat rate for movie tickets, but... For food that sucks, they should charge less at the snack bar. Like Jordan Almond should be like a nickel.
They'll start out. Oh, by the way, Rob Spiewak, I have to tell you this because you had said the pirate costume that I had. I didn't even talk about Trunk or Treat. I'll do that tomorrow. But the Jujubes.
Yeah, Jujubes.
Well, Mr. 1912. They didn't. I don't think Jujubes exist anywhere. Certainly in the Walmart.
Jujubes fruit.
I thought you said Jujubes.
No.
No.
Well, I didn't see Jujubes fruit either. I looked for all that stuff, and they didn't have that either. Jujubes fruit. They didn't have them.
Because the Walmart shopper craves a healthy diet.
Okay. Well, they had tons of candy. They had everything there. They had Good and Plenty's. They had Butterfinger. They had all of it. I just didn't find anything.
Sorry, buddy.
Frustrating.
Butterfinger.
So I got black jelly beans, and those didn't last. I couldn't put those on my teeth because they melted away.
Oh, that tastes like anise.
Bad pirate. They'll start out at Regal by testing it in enough markets to get some solid data. Regal says, quote, changes to the historical pricing structure have often been discussed but rarely tested in our industry, and we're excited to learn even more about how pricing changes impact customer behavior.
Blah, blah, blah. Regal's a suck outfit.
It's
already so expensive.
It is. Scary clowns are huge right now, thanks to the movie It and a weirdly high number of psychopaths currently running around. And you know who's loving it? Burger King. There you are. Because they feel like it's hurting Ronald McDonald and the McDonald's brand. They're so happy about the scary clown trend that they just announced they'll give you a free Whopper on Halloween if you come to some of their stores dressed as a clown.
Hey,
Rob, test drive.
Yeah, I got an outfit.
They're only officially doing it at 5 stores in Massachusetts, Florida, California, Texas, and Utah. But if you show up dressed as a psycho clown anywhere else, maybe they'll just give you free food so you'll go away.
It's a good there point.
So we'll see what happens.
I would go.
Clown.
Yeah. Free meal, especially if I was a clown.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to knock off a clown suit. Kellogg's recently released a new Corn Pops box that has a picture of a cartoon Corn Pops character. They have all of them hanging out at the mall.
I gotta look this
up. All of the characters are Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Okay.
All of the characters are the same yellow corn color.
Hmm.
Except for one. There is a brown Corn Pop.
Oh.
And the Corn Pop is a janitor.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I saw the picture. You've got them all.
No.
A guy named Saladin Ahmed from Detroit spotted the janitor Corn Pop on Tuesday morning and tweeted a photo of it to Kellogg's.
No.
He wrote, quote, "This is teaching kids racism. Yes, it's a tiny thing, but when you see your kids staring at this over breakfast and realize millions of other kids are doing the same," Kellogg's quickly tweeted an apology and said their plan.
Whoever
did this,
it is
literally one single brown Corn Pop.
I'm not the outrage campaign, right? But literally every one of them is the same tone of yellow.
Yeah.
Every single Corn Pop.
We're reacting the exact same way on this. You look at them and you say, what is this?
This is the penis in Disney.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody did this on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
They're trying to torpedo Kellogg's.
Yep.
But there it was, the only brown Corn Pop that's not even unless you get a burned one.
It looks
in the, a
factory
in the corn
second.
Pop.
It looks a little Latino.
Yeah. He does. So that's that. And now, ladies, a little something, something. A 28-year-old guy named Joseph Perrant broke into a house in Yarmouth, Massachusetts on Monday night. But as he was going through the stuff in the dining room, he stopped in his tracks at what he saw. A totally naked 91-year-old woman. Her name is Patricia Mulkeen. She woke up because her dog heard Joseph in the house and started barking. She figured it was just a raccoon or something, but she didn't throw any clothes on to go check it out. Joseph did pretty much the only thing he could do in that situation. He said, quote, "Sorry, ma'am," and he left the house. Patricia and her husband called the cops, and they tracked down Joseph nearby and arrested him for breaking and entering. All that he could say to the officers was, "The horror. The horror." Imagine that. Talk about a scary clown. Maybe that lady, they'll let her go to Burger King. Yeah. She's naked. They'll give her a free Whopper.
Here's a Whopper, ma'am.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Everybody, this is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Meara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Amazon. Halloween's next week. You're running out of time.
Hurry.
Missing the deals on Amazon would be a grave mistake. All of Satan's minions are shopping through our Amazon portal. Cool kids like Stephanie Loftus, who purchased Christmas garland with pine cones. Oh, the horror. You said the horror, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Christmas decor in October. Scary. Christopher Thomas bought 2 6-foot cocoon corpse decorations, or as Mike O'Meara calls them, neighbors. And Chad Bewley bought the new Amazon Echo, which is currently helping to run his house while at the same time stealing his soul. Plus, Amazon has costumes, candy, all the horrifying paraphernalia, their heart desires. Yes, shopping Amazon through our portal changes nothing for you, means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying TMOS app or go through our spooky website. Now, go spend money and spend a lot of it, and let's go over to the giant vault. Let me see if I've got the combination. 666.
Yes.
He has his father's eyes. There we go. Let's open up the audio vault.
Did you watch it? You were at Trunk or Treat, so you probably didn't see much of the World Series last night.
I did. Well, the World Series was a little bit later. It's, you know, went 4 hours because it was an 11-inning game. I watched probably one half an inning and saw a Los Angeles Dodgers 3-run homer, or at least they took it to 3-1, and that was it. I went sleepy by, didn't realize it was going to be one of those great games.
Yeah, I went to bed after the ninth when it was tied because it was getting late, but 8 home runs is a World Series record. Great game last night, but I think the best moment was in the pregame. The ceremonial first pitch was thrown out by Vin Scully. And okay, he still got it. He's funny. Listen to what he said. They actually let him walk to the mound carrying a hand mic and talk.
You know what I'm thinking right now? Somewhere up in heaven, Duke Snyder, Jackie Robinson, Roy Campanella, and Gil Hodges are laughing their heads off. Look who's throwing out the first ball at the World Series.
That's so beautiful. Way to go, Ben.
It brought a tear to mine eye. It was great. What eventually did is he brought out Steve Yeager to catch and Fernando Valenzuela to throw the ball because he said, "My problem is at my age, my fastball is the same as my changeup."
No. He's still got a lot Very of cool. class. That's awesome.
He was great. Also, this is really cool. I have no love for StubHub. I think they're fine, but there was an error when someone posted tickets for the World Series, and a guy was able to secure 2 World Series tickets for $18.
Yes!
They honored it.
45 minutes later, a supervisor gave me a call and was like, "Sir, this is crazy, unprecedented. What happened here? They said there was a user error. We're going to have to refund these tickets, but we're actually going to honor the tickets that you bought." And they gave me 2 tickets in another part of the pavilion for $18.16 I spent to go to the World Series.
So he had to spend more for parking than he did for 2 World Series tickets.
That's priceless.
That's great. Yeah. Oscar, I totally agree.
Oh,
that's why you do stuff. StubHub.
Yeah.
I'll
never
go anywhere else based on that. That's fantastic.
Now, they put up my keister before, but that feels pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's really because, I mean, that's look, they make a ton of cash. Isn't
they
it
do.
Nice to see some people do that?
Oh, look,
that?
And I can say this, though. This is 3 years removed. StubHub, right?
Right.
We've used different ticket services in the past year. But I remember that I was sitting there looking at these Bruce Springsteen tickets. Yeah. And I think I mentioned this on the show. It was like $1,700 a piece.
When he played here. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Right? Insane. I sat there. I'm like, who's going to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, our listeners responded years ago when I talked about the Masters, I mentioned that. The fact is that, you know, when they were talking about $1,000 to sit up in the cheap seats at Dodger Stadium now and $15,000 to sit down on the field, you know. It's the land of the 1%.
It's nice
sad.
To hear someone got over on them and
nice
they honored it.
Nice to see somebody got it. That's
now,
great.
You already mentioned the passing of Fats Domino. I wanted to play this tape. This is a rare tape. Not a lot of people have this tape. I went into my own personal archives for this. Elvis Presley is the only person that outsold Fats Domino in the 1950s. Mm. But Elvis was really inspired and loved Fats Domino. This is from a concert in 1970.
And a guy that was a kind of an inspiration to me when I started out in the business. And he's got, I don't know how many gold records he's got, man. 19 or 20 at least. I could say hello to Fats Domino. Fats Ray.
Is he in the audience?
Yeah, he's in the crowd.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Hot damn, honey girl.
But anyway, I always thought that was cool that Elvis, at the top of his form, was still saying that he was inspired by Fats That's Domino, because nice. Elvis didn't hand that out very much.
It was that late in
No,
Elvis's
he was
life,
it was 1970. He was at the top of his game. It was good stuff. Okay, he might have had some speed. have to check the papers on that. Mike, are you still watching Channel 2 Daybreak whenever you're in Denver, Colorado?
Oh, my God. I've actually flown to Denver just to see this morning television program.
Well, this show sucks. It's got a lady on it
Thanks,
called
Rob.
Natalie Tisdale, and they were doing the Hot Pepper Challenge. It was a new super hot chip. It was the Carolina Reaper pepper.
Oh, man.
And
I'm in my happy place right now.
So all the anchors are like, it's very hot, but Natalie vomits.
It's not a tiny bite challenge. Oh, it's a one chip challenge.
What's wrong?
Stick that whole thing in there.
Come on, eat the rest of the chip, Ernie.
No, it's too hot.
Can we lick your feet? Oh,
you look fine.
I've got hiccups now. I get hiccups when I eat something hot.
Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up. Very poorly, folks. Clean up on aisle. We gotta get someone get her help, please. She needs help, seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll get Natalie together. This is some serious action. We'll come right back.
Wow.
She really
Sounds
did.
Like she was hyperventilating.
She's in distress, that lady.
Yeah, she took a sip of milk and then disappeared behind the console, and the guy just says,
All you keep hearing is, I think someone's going to stop breathing.
Yeah. So now you've seen the best of television. What about the worst of television? This Saturday on NBC, the premiere of a new holiday special, the David S. Pumpkins cartoon.
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins. Happy Halloween. October 28th at 11:30 p.m. on NBC.
Tom Hanks returns to do an animated version of his unfunny live-action character, which is essentially a man in a suit that has pumpkins on it.
Wow, that's just
what's
not
Tom
funny.
Hanks doing?
Yeah, what's his deal, man?
He did all those CNN history pieces, which I appreciated.
Oh, and he's the greatest Apollo, talk show.
The space program.
I think he just won the Mark Twain Award.
He's always a part of it, yeah. So
and
anyway.
I love Castaway, where he's just, I have made fire. That scene where he makes
I wonder
fire.
How David S. Pumpkins will match up next to Bachelor Party.
Oh my God, Bachelor Party was like the first risque movie I've ever saw.
Oh,
on
I love risque movies.
Oh my
movies.
God.
It holds up. It does. It holds
I was
up.
Like, who
but
my I, dad
But it's nothing
want,
compares to, I have made fire.
Wilson! All right.
Jim Turner and Hooch. They're the wrong guy.
Yeah, he did too. No. Turner and Hooch Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but Jim Belushi did
Oscar's pulling all the crap Tom Hanks movies.
Jim Belushi did a dog movie too, and I think that you might
Canine.
Be
Canine.
That's the one. Thank you.
You know Jim Belushi movies. Had a bar? You know, he bought a bar down here in Fort Myers that went out of business in like a half an hour?
No.
Really?
His giant former Irish joint that they poured all this money, and it's one of them locations. It's
snake bit.
Still it. They put now they have used cars sitting.
Speaking
on the
of
lot.
Restaurants,
the building is empty.
Do you know the restaurant that that is now where O'Mara's was, the current place? Do you know what that is?
It was a sports pub. That's all I know.
I
don't know.
I had a friend yesterday call me. He's like, you'll never believe where I was. And he said, I didn't know I was there.
I think it's still the Old Town Sports Pub.
He was there for like a wake. And
really?
Yeah, and he said,
I was there for a wake. It lasts about 5 years. Am I right, ladies?
There you go.
Never mind.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Let us close with this. Jimmy Kimmel, you never fail to disappoint when you do a man on the street interview asking about a hot movie that doesn't exist. Here is everyone's reaction to the movie Dirty Old Granny.
Can we get you talking a little bit about what you love about Dirty Old Granny right to the camera?
Sure.
Go for it.
Oh my God, I loved the humor, the grit. It was truly inspiring. People. I can't wait to see it again.
Rubes.
Steve, just look right in that lens and tell us how much you loved Dirty Old Granny.
I love this movie. It was so awesome. What'd you think?
Can you Pretty stop great. It for a second? So this is so multi-level.
But oh yeah,
primary. The primary guilty thing is that people are nasty and dishonest.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what this
they
and
just
Kimmel spotlights
want
that.
Fame.
They want to be on television.
On television.
They want to be on the Magic Box, and they're too stupid to really think about the fact that everybody knows this is not a movie that exists.
I hate
right.
people.
I do too.
Thank you.
This is our human condition.
Risque, but I mean, she was great. I had to cover her eyes sometimes, but it was awesome otherwise. We just saw it, and my daughter loved it. It's a perfect movie for kids.
I love Dirty Old Granny. It's so funny. There's a bear in it that has diarrhea.
Favorite character? Diarrhea Bear. Bar none, funniest thing you've ever seen.
It's actually not a comedy, it's a drama.
For a drama, it was pretty funny. Diarrhea Bear makes you want to run right out of the theater.
Diarrhea Bear.
Think
when,
about it.
When the guy with the microphone says it's a drama, and he says, oh yeah, well, it's pretty funny for a drama. Yeah. Yeah, Diarrhea Bear. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMarisShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.